Podcast 62, Brother Sun, Sister Moon, The Life and Example of Francis of Assisi. The Gospel reading for today's sermon is Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 31. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Francis. But before I start to talk about the life and example of St. Francis, I want to give you a brief explanation of how the Anglican Church views saints. We do have an official catalogue of saints. It is the book titled For All the Saints, published by the Anglican Church in New Zealand. It lists different days throughout the year commemorating certain saints, as well as days commemorating some gospel events and people who are not officially given the title saint. For example, Te Rore, the young Christian from the Waikato, has a day of commemoration on October the 19th. In the Anglican Church, when the Church enrolls a person on its calendar and commemorates that person in its liturgy, it does not make a saint where no saint existed before. Instead, it recognizes a singular truth. God showed Christ especially at work in and through this person's life, and therefore, this person really was a saint all along. The Church's decision to commemorate a person is not a process of creation. It is a matter of acknowledging what God has done, a question of discerning the story of God as told in the story of a faithful human being. The Anglican Church recognizes that the saints are our examples on the way to the kingdom of heaven. Their stories are the signposts which Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, has left to us who follow in faith. Unlike our Catholic brothers and sisters, we don't pray to particular saints, but we do recognize the example of these people as heroes of the faith, and we seek to both honor and learn from their examples. Now, everyone named in the book For All the Saints has passed away. The Anglican Communion does not commend saints to our remembrance because of their present state or status of being beyond the grave. It is for the sake of their evident righteousness while they lived in our midst that we give thanks to God for them, call them saints, and pray for grace to follow their examples. By faith, however, we have the assurance that their spirits are in the hand of the living God, who is the God of the living, not of the dead. For that reason, they must continue to share our hope with the same graciousness towards us in our concerns as we show towards them in our remembrance. Our memorials and commemorations are not only an exercise in remembering Christian history, they're also acts of companionship with these extraordinary friends of God. We live today as part of the communion of saints, both here in this world and in the life to come. So even now, we share our fellowship in God with them. Now today, the Church commemorates the life and work of St. Francis of Assisi. Francis of Assisi was born in 1181. After a relatively frivolous and pleasure-seeking life, he rejected all the wealth and comfort he had received from his family and embraced poverty, feeling he had been called by God to live simply. Gradually, other like-minded people gathered around him, and he began preaching tours around Italy. He prepared a simple rule of life for his followers, and the Order of Friars Minor was born, later known more simply as the Franciscans. Lesser known is his sister Claire, who heard a similar call from God, and with Francis founded an order of nuns that continues to this day, the Poor Clares. The order founded by Francis spread rapidly over Europe and beyond. Francis had many different strands to his life: missionary preacher, lover of animals, ascetic, mystic, dramatic fool for Christ, happy singer, troubadour of God. He died in 1226 and was canonized as a saint 2 years later. St. Francis wrote several prayers still said or sung to this day. The Canticle of Creatures, where he talks about Brother Sun and Sister Moon, is an example. But the most famous prayer is simply known as the Prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it's in giving that we receive, and it's in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it's in dying that we are born to eternal life. The Franciscan Order is a worldwide order still going strong, more than 800 years after it was founded by St. Francis. There are 290 houses worldwide and about 5,000 friars. Their motto is Pax et Bonum, Latin for peace and goodness, which was the traditional welcome and parting phrase used by St. Francis of Assisi each time he met someone. A movie that's been made of his life was Brother Sun, Sister Moon, directed by Franco Zeffirelli. This was released in 1972. Locally, there used to be a Franciscan house here in Hamilton at Te Arahau in Morrinsville Road, but that closed when the number of friars was reduced down to a point where it wasn't viable. Now the nearest Franciscan house to New Zealand is in Sydney. The Franciscans are also guardians of many of the holy sites of Israel. If you visit Israel, you'll often see brown-robed Franciscan monks around the holy places that they are charged with caring for. And there's also an organization as part of the Franciscans called the Third Order, which is usually lay people who follow rules about living simply but don't follow the full Franciscan vow of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Those of you who remember Pam Irby from this parish may remember that when she was made a member of the Third Order of St. Francis here in this church some years ago. So to follow the example of St. Francis, we may need to ask ourselves some rather searching questions. Questions like, what are some ways I can live more simply? How can I care for God's creatures and creation? How can I hold more lightly the possessions and financial resources God has given me? Today, we remember Francis as an example of someone who was transformed by God and called to lead a godly life, someone who gave up everything to follow the call of Christ. We pray that we may know the same commitment and passion for God that he did. And one small step that you might want to try this week is take your newsletter home and pray that prayer of St. Francis printed in your newsletter every day for the rest of the week. And this can be a small acknowledgement of the example of St. Francis to us all.